The Public Relations Officer of ECG Akrawa Hysterica Asante has attributed the long queues experienced at prepaid electricity credit vending points to network challenges. He said the number of people who buy credit in bits is enormous, thereby creating heavy traffic on the internet and network needed to operate the loading process. Mr. Asante, however, said the ECG is in talks with the National Communications Authority for its own frequency so it can control the traffic and network. He also suggested that consumers ought to try and buy what they need for the month instead of purchasing in bits. He spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
Specifically, we have to grapple with this issue during certain times of the month. What happens is that most customers think or believe that when they buy at the beginning of the month, they get enough credit, because we've educated them that it is better for you to know the amount of units you consume within a month and buy at a go. And again, customers would also have the credit exhausting at a particular point in time and still would have to go again within that particular. And there are network problems too. There are network problems that sometimes crop up. And when these things crop up and customers visit the vending station, you realize that this particular customers have to grapple with the long queues or the network problems in order to assess the credits that they want to buy. So these are some of the issues that in the day, the long queues you see at the vending station.
Okay, with the issue of network, I've heard it many times. Can we get it fixed?
Yes, obviously, when you have more people on the network or the platform on which people are purchasing, it's the same source that all vendors are connected to. So when more customers at a point in time, if people are buying from some of the industrial area, Kaneshi, Choco, and everybody, you have more people on the platform trying to access credit at the same time. These are the consequences. What is the onus is on us, and what we have decided to do as a company is that to get our own frequency from the Communication Authority to be able to access. As we speak, we are on the same platform with other competitors, and we have to grapple with the traffic on the internet. And also, when we have more people visiting our vending station and customer service at the same time, especially at the beginning of the month, the position we've taken is that to get our own frequency where we can access, people can access or get connected to our internet, which is solely for electricity companies, and this will inhibit demand some of these long queues that is.
Okay, so you're talking about getting your own frequency. How far have you gone with the work, and how soon will this materialize?
We are in deliberations with the authority, and I believe that in a couple of months, let's say in 2 months time, we should be able to get this problem resolved, because it is causing a lot of inconvenience for our customers.
PRO of ECG Akrawa Hysterica Asante on long queues at prepaid vending shops.
Still on energy, Radio Ghana has been finding out the cause of the malfunctioning of streetlights on most roads and highways. The PRO of the ECG Akrawa Hysterica Asante, who spoke to Radio Ghana, said the company's role in the matter is to mobilize funds through revenue collection, which are then given to government for the installation and maintenance of streetlights. He said the monitoring of streetlights rests with the district and municipal assemblies.
What I would want to say, first and foremost, is that it is not the responsibility of the Electricity Company of Ghana, as it were, to provide streetlights for the inhabitants. The municipal assembly are responsible for the provision of the streetlights. When they provide the streetlights, it is put in a fund. And when we take this money, we put the money in the fund. And at a particular point in time, they assess the fund. But this amounts are so meager that it is not able to provide the needed amount of illumination on our streets or within our community as we want. So what is happening now, you realize that we've increased by 10% of your consumption, that is whatever kilowatt hour you spend, and we pay 10% on the profit, and that is quite heartwarming. So it would help us to collect enough money for the government to be able to carry out electricity development.
But one may ask that if the street lights are not working and I'm paying for it, then what's the need?
In December, that is where we started charging this. If I tell you the amount of money that was started to being charged, it was just even a meager amount of a Tesla that was being charged per customer, and that was just meager. It was negligible. When you look at the quantum of money we generate from them, cannot provide it. The government was subsidizing for those people. But now, as we speak, there is a 5% charge of your kilowatt hour you use per month. That will be put in a fund, and people or customers would see the change now. We can take them by their head or their authorities, because ECG takes that money on behalf of the municipality and not the government, that would put it back. And once this amount is quite appreciable, we hope that it will yield the needed results that we need.
Okay, so if you are collecting the money on behalf of government and giving it to government to make sure that these street lights are put on our streets, do you have any way of actually checking with government or trying to monitor to find out that this money is being put to use?
We have not been given. That is not our mandate. Our mandate is to collect the money and it's lodged in the fund. The municipal assemblies are responsible. They are supposed to. So what we do is that we have to load the fund that goes into street lights and account for those charges that are made. But as to whether they are coming on, what we do is that when we see them on during the day, we disconnect them because we need to conserve that particular energy that goes into AAA electricity. One bulb of street lights is about 250 watts, and the whole illumination in two houses will not yield that 250 watts. So that is what we do.